Kim.
Boston, I understand you're kicking off with African football.
Kim, let's kick off in Rwanda, where early round group action is continuing at the 4th African Nations Championship football tournament. Our VOA football fans will remember this 3-week tournament is for locally based players in Africa. So European-based stars like Manchester City man Yaya Toure are not eligible. In Monday's opening Group C match in the capital, Kigali, Guinea got a late equalizer to draw 2-2 with Tunisia. Alseni Kamara scored the vital goal off a corner kick. Kamara also scored Guinea's first goal in the 39th minute. However, there are now concerns about his health after he was carried from the pitch with about 3 minutes left in the match. Ahmed Akachi scored both of Tunisia's goals. Meanwhile, Cameroon and the Democratic Republic of Congo both won their opening matches on Sunday, as we hear now from Mark Ouma.
Striker Yazid Emane Atuba scored through a first-half free kick to hand Cameroon a 1-0 victory over Angola in an Orange African Nations Championship tie in Butare, some 140 kilometers south of the Rwanda capital Kigali on Sunday. Earlier at the same venue, Guy Lucidiso, Heritier Luvumba and Meshak Elia each found the back of the net as the Democratic Republic of Congo outplayed Ethiopia 3-0 in the other Group B tie. On Saturday, defender Emery Bayisenga scored to enable hosts Rwanda edge Ivory 1-0 in the tournament opener before Gabon and Morocco played to a scoreless draw. Consequently, Rwanda head the Group A with 3 points.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Ouma of our Daybreak Africa radio show, which you can hear Monday through Friday on The Voice of America. On Tuesday, Group D will be in the spotlight at the African Nations Championship with 2 matches in Gisenyi, Rwanda. Zimbabwe plays Zambia in the first match of the day, and that will be followed by a game between Mali and Uganda. Zimbabwe advanced to the semifinals at the 2014 African Nations Championship in South Africa before losing on penalty kicks 5-4 to eventual champion Libya. Reporter Michael Cariotti in Harare says the Warriors of Zimbabwe are confident of doing even better this time around in Rwanda.
The Warriors have been in high spirits since returning to camp after the Christmas and New Year holidays, and coach Kalisto Pasua has promised that they are not going there to make up the numbers, but to win the tournament.
We're going out there to go and fail. And have a good result. We not say we're going to be out, to make numbers. We want to do better.
Captain Adlife Direkwi also believes the Warriors will go far in this tournament, but adds that to make their dream a reality, they first have to win their opening game against traditional rivals in neighbor Zambia. Zambia, on their part, are not taking things lightly and have recalled their 2012 Africa Cup of Nations winning captain, Christopher Katongo, who will lead a youthful side in their quest for another continental title. Katongo, who has also played in China, has now joined Zambian club side Green Buffaloes after a spell at Absa Premiership side Bidvest Wits and revealed he wants to achieve something new with the Chipolo Polo. The Zambians have built their team around only 5 of their top clubs, Power Dynamos, Zanaco, Zesco United, Green Eagles, and Green Buffaloes. However, football fans are begging Zimbabwe to steamroll over the Zambians. Isaac Maheya, a member of the Zimbabwe National Soccer Supporters Association, is one of them and says he's certain that Zimbabwe will come out tops. Another of Zimbabwe's football followers, Mayor Makunike, refused to predict the outcome of the match but said the Warriors will have to fight hard for victory. Although Captain Danny Piri is home injured, Zimbabwe scored probably the best locally based players available, including Ronald Chitio, Edmochi Rabadare, Ocean Mshure, Knox Mtizwa, Rafael Manovire, Joel Ngozo and Elvis Chipezese. Apart from Zambia, Zimbabwe are also in the same group with Mali and Uganda, the top 2 teams from the group, qualify for the quarterfinals. Reporting in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.
Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right, give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively sunny man on the sunny side of sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoje here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brilafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In women's basketball, national teams from Australia, Argentina, Venezuela, and host Brazil help christen a new Olympic basketball arena in Rio de Janeiro over the weekend. The teams participated in a test event at the freshly inaugurated arena, which was built at a cost of $195 million. The facility is a permanent installation within the Olympic Park, and it'll be used as an Olympic training center for top athletes after the games. While the 16,000-seat arena was officially closed to the public during the women's tournament, a small number of invited guests cheered as they enjoyed the basketball action. Australia's star guard Aaron Phillips won a gold medal at the 2006 World Championships in Brazil and a silver medal at the 2008 Olympics in China. Aaron gives the new stadium high marks.
You know, it's very bright, it's vibrant, you know, like I said, when I walked in here, it was like, wow, this is a really cool cool arena and cool stadium, so, yeah, I like the vibe that I get when I'm here. The floor is fantastic, you know, it's, I feel really good to play on it, like, practicing on it. I think it's very, has good spring in it. Overall, I think it's a great court.
As we look forward to Olympic basketball and other sports in Brazil, I want our Voice of America listeners to mark their calendars. The opening ceremony for the 2016 Rio Games is August 5th. In pro basketball, the five-time NBA champion San Antonio Spurs remained unbeaten at home Sunday when they routed their Texas rival, the Dallas Mavericks, 112-83. LaMarcus Aldridge, San Antonio's prized acquisition in the offseason, led the Spurs with 23 points. The Spurs are a club record 24-0 at home to open the season, and they've won 33 games in a row at their AT&T Center Arena since March 2015. Overall, San Antonio now has a record of 36 wins and 6 losses, matching its best ever start after 42 games. The Spurs did have some bad news, though. Star guard Tony Parker left the game against the Mavericks late in the third quarter because of right hip soreness. The same injury forced Parker to miss two games at the beginning of January. Meanwhile, the other NBA club based in Texas, the Houston Rockets, exploded past the Los Angeles Lakers 112-95. Star guard James Harden, who sports my favorite beard in basketball, fired in 31 points for the Rockets. In Sunday's other NBA results, the Oklahoma City Thunder stormed past the Miami Heat 99-74. The Minnesota Timberwolves easily beat the Phoenix Suns 117-87. And the Denver Nuggets edged the Indiana Pacers 129-126. Turning to tennis, the year's first Grand Slam tournament, the Australian Open, officially got underway on Monday in Melbourne. The defending champions and pre-tournament favorites Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams both won their opening matches in straight sets. Serbian star Djokovic defeated South Korea's Haiyan Chung 6-3, 6-2, and 6-4. And American star Serena Williams won her opening match, beating Italy's Camila Giorgi 6-4 and 7-5. Our VOA tennis fans will remember Serena and Novak dominated tennis in 2015. They each won three of the year's four Grand Slam tournaments. Taking a quick look at the top seeds in Melbourne, number three, Roger Federer, number six, Tomas Berdych, and number seven, Kai Nishikori, also won their opening matches on Monday. On the women's side, number four, Agnieszka Radwanska, number five, Maria Sharapova, and number six, Petra Kvitova, all won their matches and are through to the second round.